Hey, rider. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the only podcast that takes rides that change lives. I'm going to start introducing these short rides that I like to call empowerment rides. 5 to 10 minutes of me just giving you encouraging and uplifting words to get you through that threshold of revelation, as they say. So this ride, we're going to be talking about really understanding the prophetic assignment on your life and what God is calling you to do. Each one of us have a destiny, a destination, and we have divine things that the Lord has set up for us to do. When you understand what your prophetic calling is, you start to operate and do the things that you know are geared to, purposeful and intentional to your destiny. Because as Jeremiah says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. God knows what he's called you to do for your life, but you need to understand your prophetic assignment. Once you figure that out, you begin to live your life with intentionality, with purpose. And when you start to experience struggles, you overcome those struggles because you understand that you are on an assignment and you have to push past certain thresholds. I was in a prophetic room on Clubhouse, and many people don't utilize Clubhouse. It's a little crazy now because, you know, the prophets are swarming on there and they're collecting money and tithes and offering and sowing seeds is a whole different ride. But it's important for you to understand the prophetic assignment on your life. When you meet with a prophet and they tell you what the Lord has called you to do, it's going to resonate with you and you're going to feel it in your spirit. I was in a room yesterday that I really love because this particular prophet teaches. It's important for you to be a steward. So when you go into prophetic rooms, make sure you get prophets that will teach you, not just prophesy to you. Because a prophecy without wisdom and stewardship is just honestly useless, because how are you going to get there? So now here I am in this prophetic room, and the prophet said to me, you know, you're going to have a ministry. That I know. But he said it's going to be more of a praise ministry. If you know me and you know your girl, you know I love to sing and my voice is not the best. But I remembered another prophet that said to me, the more you sing, the better your voice is going to get. So after that prophet gave me that word, I just paused it and I started to sing. And I was giving God praises, and I started to feel my voice become angelic, the way I've always wanted it to be. And I said, wow, God, like, this is really amazing. Like, you're really going to give me this opportunity to sing? Yes, I'm going to give it to you. And this is how I'm going to allow you to use it. So me, I'm a very huge creative, you know, even as a little girl, I did write songs and stuff like that. But let me tell you guys this real quick. My mom took me to a studio one time because I really wanted to sing. I wrote my song, I got into that studio, and when I tell you, I was in it, and they were like, yeah, you just need a little bit of practice. I was like, okay, so I'm not coming back ever again. And I never went back to that studio because I was horrible. So now here I am listening to this prophet tell me the more you praise God, the better your voice is going to get. So I started to sing and just letting God understand that I hear him. And I just made up these words, and I'm going to show you right now how I do it and how moving and wonderful it is. And I just sat back and I said, wow, God, thank you that you hear us when we call on you. I thank you that who I am and how you've designed me to be is perfect. Sometimes you think that God doesn't know you or doesn't understand, like, what you're trying to do, accomplish, or be, but really God created you. He knows exactly who you are, and he is giving you the things that you want in your life. You just have to understand the destiny on your life. And when you understand the destiny on your life, every single skill and creative ability and wisdom and discernment about yourself becomes purposeful. And now you become intentional on how you move forward. So in this ride, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord so he can reveal to you who you are. You are not designed by mistake. Everything that's inside of you must come out. Be intentional in the weeks to come to say, God, reveal yourself to me and reveal myself to me. Show me who I am so that I can walk in ordered steps and pursue the prophetic life that is assigned to me. So I'm going to show you how I was singing out to God, and hopefully it flows the same exact way. You know, when you be in your moment, you sound better. But I envision myself being on huge, massive stages doing this, and people not worried about the notes that I can hit or cannot hit, but the infectiousness of my voice and the healing in my voice. And that is far more better than me sounding like Whitney Houston. Okay, so let's try. Lord, I'll thank you. Okay, let's try. Holy Spirit, help me. Lord, I thank you for everything you've done, every door that you've closed, and every sun that you've allowed me to see. I'm so grateful for you and everything you do, because if you never did another thing, I would still choose to love you. I'm so grateful that you never let me fall. Even when I felt like I was dropping, you always caught my drop. God, I don't know how I can repay you, but I will be everything you want me to be. I'll be everything that you want me to be. Just know that you can count on me. That is just like me giving praises to God and talking to him with my voice. Now, I sounded better last night, trust me, okay? But what I'm just saying is that the Lord knows exactly who you are. Trust him. Get to know him deeper. Find a way to get into Clubhouse and catch you a prophecy. There's certain rooms that I'm in that I really trust these prophets. Well, you can't really trust anybody, but you know, I like these prophets. And develop your gift of discernment. You know, at the end time, we were all called to be prophets and to prophesy. So if you're operating without the ability to prophesy or without the ability to speak in tongues, you have to start developing these skills so you can really know who you are and what you're called to do and to be much closer to that destiny. I love you and I thank you for riding. And I hope this moment of encouragement was great for you. See you next ride. I love you. Bye.